awesome!
I came to play!
To play, there's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
Oh, yes. That is the familiar theme of the Brian Nooner Show podcast with Cody Goff. It is the extra shot. This is our first bonus podcast because, as you know, earlier this evening, the show is back on the air. The Blackhawks have stopped playing, and I am back in the big chair, which makes me happy, happy, and Cody sad, sad.
You love being in charge, don't you?
I love to be in charge.
As if you don't get enough on the terrestrial station.
I asked you, in full disclosure, be honest, I asked you if you wanted to sit in the big chair for the podcast, and what did you tell me?
You did actually ask me that, and I said, no, that's fine. I am too lazy to do that.
All right, so tonight's show was truncated even more than we believed it was going to be. We were told that we would probably be on sometime between 6 and 6:30. We got on at 7:25.
Yeah.
I was then immediately yelled at that we had to run a monster break, which is fine. We love our sponsors. And then we had about 25 minutes of content, and then we had the pleasure of having Karen in, as we do every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. So,
it was a pleasure.
A lot that didn't get done, but a lot did get done. We got to address the fact that Roger Badish, our fine newsman, who we go way back with, had been passive-aggressively stalking us during the earlier podcast. And we told Roger he could come down, and Roger has, in fact, come down for this this first Extra Shot podcast.
So, yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good to have
Appreciate
you. So listen, you were here the 8 weeks that we were not.
Yes.
You were doing all sorts of news during the Blackhawks. Yeah,
yeah,
which
right.
is great. Always fun to listen to the Blackhawks.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted, I don't know why, you wanted to be part of this podcast.
Because I just like being a part of the fun stuff.
We love having you. You know that.
And this is fun.
So do you want to contribute? Or
I would love to be able to contribute. Sure.
Sure. Well, what are you bringing to the table?
Me. The awesomeness that is me.
All right. I'm going to make note of that with my new Conti Law pen.
That's right.
Roger brings awesomeness.
He wants to be the color guy, it sounds like. You and I.
Why has it always got to be about color with you?
No.
Commentary. Why you got to bring that in?
The side commentary. I want to go... That's right, Cody. It was pretty cool.
Oh, there we go. See, now I like Roger. Now we got to keep him every
week. Because he's your yes man?
Yes.
You have not had a yes man on this program
I've not
before.
Had a maybe man. I haven't had any kind of man.
Do you believe that you in any way deserve a yes man?
Well, let's not get into specifics right. like that.
Yes, he does.
Ah, see? Look
see?
At that. Look
I am
at that.
Already aggravated.
Where have you been all my life, Roger? This
I've been
what
upstairs. What do you
I've
want?
I've already had enough. So just so you know, let's clarify what's happening here. We've decided, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, by popular demand. Would that be accurate?
I demanded it, and I'm very popular, so yes.
So by popular demand, the podcast was fairly well received over the last 8 weeks, not to toot our own horn or pat our own backs, but we had fun doing it, and people seemed to enjoy it, so we asked, and people said, yes, we'd like you to continue. So what we'll plan on doing in the future is going back after the show. We'll record this podcast, and then Cody was nice enough to say you will post it the same night?
Yeah, it's going up tonight.
All right, because you post the regular stuff.
Yeah,
and then
not?
You'll post this. And we'll do either things that we didn't get to in the show, or if we need to go back and revisit things, which I think it might be good on the eve of the Iowa caucuses to go back and revisit kind of your success over the week.
Well, we don't have to go that much into it, but I had a thing that, I mean, we talked about this on the air. So if you're listening to this, listener, yes, we have a full
right.
show podcast that's now on the website. You can see here.
But let's go into something that we talked about after, because and it's happened before, and I know, Roger, you've said it on other shows, so
mm-hmm.
you see this everywhere. Even when you're not talking specifically about a particular candidate, if you touch on anything political, just like if we talk about any sort of race issue, it tends to bring out angry people.
Very angry.
And we, listen, to say we love our listeners, I enjoy our listeners very much. I'm grateful to our listeners.
They're what make us.
Some of them scare me. would that be
accurate?
Some of the tweets and things.
Accurate, sure.
Some of it's the text. More.
Yeah.
The text line scares me
mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Because it is an assumed anonymous portal into our world. However, we have your number. But it's the point is you bring out people who are very angry, whether you talk about race, whether you talk about politics. Even if you're not directly saying, back this candidate because I love this candidate or this candidate sucks, you should only vote for the... Even if you're just talking in general, people... What is it? What is it? Why are we so angry?
It's first of all, there are a lot of hot topics.
Right.
That in any conversation,
we're going to talk
sports,
about them all.
Even the weather, hot topics, okay?
Is weather Everyone's, a hot topic?
Well,
not
when
in the wintertime.
Well, I mean, it's getting up to 45. I mean,
that
who knows? Snow that's on pretty Tuesday. Hot.
That's lukewarm
mixed
topic.
With warm water.
Climate change, right. And this is why we
See?
Need to admit that climate change
climate
is real.
Change.
I need guns because it's getting too warm outside.
Wait, what?
And if it gets too warm, I have to shoot things.
That's
but
right.
The problem
right.
is...
Don't take my guns or my thermometer.
I support your right to choose, even though you're not a woman. That's how progressive I am.
But my insides are my insides until I unleash them on your outside.
For now.
Roger needs a... Roger wants to make... You brought your yes man down, and now you're talking over him.
Sorry.
People need an outlet for their hot topics.
Uh-huh.
Because it's not every... night that you can go to a party and start an argument with someone over a political candidate.
Yeah, you do that once and you're never getting invited to another party.
Exactly. And these are a lot of people who are sitting at home with us on the radio.
Right.
There's nobody else for them to talk to express themselves.
Maybe because they argue too much.
It's possible they've been kicked out of parties all over the place.
Sure they have.
You know, I mean, Cody's been kicked out of the best of them.
I've been kicked out of here.
Right.
I said the best of them.
I should have been kicked out of here several times.
But
keep it up, pal. Time is short. But yeah, people are angry.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
They need the outlet, and there are a lot of things that they're upset about that they have no outlet for.
So it's a frustration, you're saying. People are frustrated.
Yeah.
And I also think people in general hear what they want to hear. And
I think, is the main issue.
If you're... in your mind, predisposed to hear anything political triggers your thought pattern, whether they're talking about that or not. And it's not just us, but you see it all the time. You hear what you want to hear, and then you argue about it, even though people go, that's not what we meant at all.
Right.
That wasn't what we were talking about.
Because they're filters. And like you said, it's what your predisposition already is. When you hear, your brain hears what we're saying, it conforms it to what your thought process is.
See, when most people talk, I just hear Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
I don't
blinded
know what that is.
Blinded by the light?
That's all I hear.
Blinded by the light.
Blinded. All right, no singing. Okay. That's the rule on this podcast.
I didn't
know that.
I'm a first timer.
Unless I decide to sing.
Okay.
Then it's fine. I have quoted many lyrics on this podcast, only because I know Cody gets none of them. But in his defense, Cody then also has baffled me. With numerous references.
I dropped some knowledge on a two-hour marathon podcast.
All right, and let's make a promise to everybody that we won't be doing any more two-hour podcasts unless there's alcohol involved.
Ooh.
If for some reason during the Sunday night show, and I don't foresee this happening, but there may be a Sunday where we just decide, you know what? We're about at the brink. We're going to push it. Who cares? Well, we know the bosses don't listen to this till Monday or November. It doesn't matter. So at some point, we might just go, you know what? Let's see how, we greet President's Day.
You know, Rose program does that.
I've filled in on Rose program.
Yeah.
And done that, yes.
And Patty's program does that often.
A lot of people on this station have problems. Let's be honest. Interventions should be happening throughout the daytime and nighttime.
I've never been on any kind of influence with this show, except maybe sleep deprivation. Does that count?
No. Even when we did the overnights, we never...
We would have...
I think when people brought a little food.
Yeah.
Especially the beer pairings.
Right. We would do... I never thought... I don't think I've ever been impaired at all.
No,
because I think of this as flying a plane.
Is it?
Well, there's a lot of buttons.
There are a lot of buttons.
There are lights. Look at all the lights here. I've got screens, and I can touch things.
As long as the big red one isn't flashing, I think you're okay.
You never know.
And if you crash and burn, everybody in Chicago knows about it.
Well, it's been that's happened numerous times,
and
we've all survived.
And they keep giving him the keys to the plane
because I'm the Sully Sullivan of radio. I can bring this in for a safe landing even after the most tumultuous flight.
The Agent Scully of radio?
No, the Sully Sullivan.
Sully Sullivan.
Do you remember that's the guy who landed the plane in the river in New York?
Did not know that. How would I know the pilot's name?
Because he was like a national thing for a week.
I was a national thing for a week last week.
You've been a national thing for a few days.
It doesn't mean people are going to know my name. Well, did you see that HuffPo article? Who wrote that? Oh, that was Cody Goff. How'd you not know
that? Well, and again, I congratulate you, and you know how proud I am of your success with that.
Yeah.
You didn't land a plane on a river and save hundreds of people's lives. You typed some nice words that were thought-provoking, and lots of people read them.
What if someone landed a plane on a river, and the only thing keeping them sane in their solitude was reading my post?
Ooh. What if someone landed a plane on your blog post?
Wow. There you go.
Like, I printed it out, and I laid it in the middle of Michigan Avenue, and someone just landed a plane on it.
Why did you print that?
Well, you know, I print everything.
You do, actually.
Because between printing a lot of paper and burning tires, I have no regard for this planet.
Hmm.
I am constantly pushing this planet to the brink of destruction.
I was wondering how long we were going to do the post-show tire-burning ritual in the parking lot.
That is going to happen every week after the podcast.
Because we're coming up on 8 years now. Of this.
Well, you'd think I'd run out of tires. And yet...
Yeah, where do you get them?
Well, let's just say I have a lug wrench and a lot of
spare time.
There
are a lot of
other
cars out in the lot.
A lot of cars. There's a lot of cars in Chicagoland.
Yes, there are.
And all of them have tires.
It's like the Big
Lebowski. Well, for now. All of them have tires.
Watch out, listener.
I actually don't like to take them off cars because then I have to deal with the rims. So I tend to hang out in alleys behind like tire stores.
Mm.
If you're ever at a discount tire or Pep Boys or something, and you see some ne'er-do-well just out in the alley by the dumpster, probably good chance it's me.
Now, I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your fantastic podcast. And remember... I got your back, Cody.
Thank you.
So, you have to run upstairs and do your actual job.
Yeah, I've got to.
Now, let's tease this, that next week on the extended
Super Bowl.
Extended football counter-programming show.
I don't think we can say. The big game.
Stupid Bowl.
I think I can say it on the podcast.
Can I say Snooper Bowl?
The Stooper word.
Are we just going to listen to Gin and Juice for 3 hours?
Can I say Rhymes with Pooper Bowl? I probably could.
But not the Puppy Bowl, because that's also...
We can't do that. Yeah. You know, how about a Pudding Bowl?
I was just going to get a bunch of rats from the alley and do a rat bowl in here.
Let's do the rat bowl inside a burning tire coliseum.
I love it.
That's the kind of... But on the extended remix of the big show next week, Roger's going to do This Date in Old Man Music History.
Oh, that's right.
So we're bringing that back.
We'll get you a good one
next week as well. So you have to go upstairs now?
Yeah, I got to run up. Right. I got to do a newscast. And
well, now are you happy that you got to come down and be part of the podcast?
We're sated and refreshed. Right. And
listen, we want to keep you happy.
The universe.
We love having you on the show. You know that. That's why. Listen, did you like how I squeezed in the closing credits at the end?
Yeah,
that's a new edict
here.
Very
nice.
Even though I've been thanking you guys for 10 years, they said, listen,
you got to
start thanking people at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I already do. Well, now it's...
Don't take it personally.
Now everybody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Now it's a big thing. I guess some people felt underappreciated.
Wait, do I have to thank people at the end of my newscast?
You don't.
Oh, okay.
But you should thank me.
I should.
Just because.
Well, I always do in spirit sometimes.
Just because. All right, well, listen, go do the news, because if you don't, Rick Hogan's
going
to be very mad, because he's going to be sitting there figuring he can run to the bathroom, and he's got to keep talking because you're down here gas bagging with us.
There you go.
All right, so we'll talk to you next Sunday. That's Roger Badish. He's our fine newsman. You know Roger. He hangs around on the weekends and whenever they need him, which is always fun. All right, so we took care of that.
Yeah, I think we can just kind of wrap up that little political chat. I think you hit the nail on the head.
I
think people hear what they want to hear. It's funny, my article, it is about Bernie Sanders, and it isn't, because the kind of point is it's kind of, you know, faith and hope versus pragmatism and things like that.
I love those words.
And I got 500-some comments between my website and the Huffington Post, where I also published it, and... So I read that's a lot of comments. Think about that.
That is. That's a ton of comments.
So I have now gotten a glimpse into what it's like to get texted throughout an entire radio show, even though I also see our texts.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, half of the posts were people decrying the horrors of socialism.
Wow.
Now, my post had nothing to do with socialism.
Nope.
Bernie Sanders, as a candidate and a human being, is not a socialist. He believes in socialist programs. He's a democratic socialist.
Right.
That means some of his economic policies are socialist. But the conversation was just about socialism. And I'm like, what are you people doing?
People grab onto one thing for whatever candidate, that they're opposed to, and they hammer it home.
And it's
how many of Donald Trump's supporters are now going to be calling Ted Cruz an anchor baby and a Canadian?
Oh yeah,
that's the whole thing. So everybody has their thing, and Bernie Sanders is going to be decried as a socialist. Ted Cruz will be decried as a Canadian. I don't know which is worse. You can judge for yourself. Which is worse, socialist, Canadian? I don't know. Donald Trump will be decried as everything from a racist to a lunatic. Hillary will be decried for Benghazi and emails. They're all going to be decried for something. But that's that. Let's move on to something more fun.
I want to decry you for something.
Why? What did I do?
I don't know. Nothing. Well, nothing yet.
What will you label me as?
It depends.
A raving lunatic?
I could, but that's an accurate label.
Right. So what?
No, there's no contesting.
Decry
there.
Me as a responsible human being?
Maybe.
Yeah, that'll never stick.
All right.
I know you're a romantic man. That's why I wanted to bring. I wanted to get to this story today because.
Oh, I thought you were about to make a move on me.
No.
The way you said that.
And since we were talking about optimism and faith and keeping hope alive and all of that, I saw this story and I thought, this is hope and optimism that will surely, surely go awry.
Is this from Florida?
No, it's from California and New York. It's bi-coastal.
Wow.
It's bi-coastal stupidity.
Wow.
Marietta woman marries man she never met at Ontario Airport. That's Ontario, California, not Ontario.
Oh, I was going to say, this became international quickly.
No. A Marietta woman is taking a chance on love. Erica Harris married a man she never met in person Friday night at the Ontario International Airport. Never met him in person. They got married at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
How, you say?
Yes.
Well, she says, quote, this is a quote to she gave to KCAL9, which is the CBS station out there.
Yeah, good friends at KCAL9.
Yeah, our pals at KCAL9 from the bureau down the line at the network.
Everyone in media knows each other.
Sure, we're all friends. I've been hanging out with Ryan Cheverini,
mm-hmm.
been doing shots with Kathy Brock.
I don't know any of those people.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you watch?
I know Tom Skilling.
Tom Skilling's a wonderful man.
And Rachel Maddow.
Yeah. All right. That's a huge... Wow. So you know one local media personality and then Rachel Maddow.
And Bill Maher somewhere in
Bill
there.
Bill Maher. Okay. All right. She says, you don't drag your feet with real love. You leap into it like there's no tomorrow. And that's what we're doing. So a year ago, she met Art Van. Not from Art Van Furniture. If you're used to hearing the commercials for Art Van Furniture, you don't even know what that is?
I don't hear commercials either.
Oh, my God.
I know the Luna jingle.
All right. Well, feel free. Art Van, they randomly connected over Instagram. I'm on Instagram.
I've heard of this happening a couple times.
People hooking up on Instagram?
I don't know what's up.
Where do you, because how do you even search them out?
Hashtags.
Okay, sure.
So
I should hashtag more.
Let's say you're real into bowling. You post a lot of bowling Instagrams, and then you look for bowling hashtags, and some sexy bowler took a sexy selfie in her bikini and
let me stop you right there.
Yeah?
I'm going to... And this is not a slam against bowlers, but I'm guessing there's not a lot of them posting bikini pics.
You'd be surprised.
I am surprised by a lot I see on Instagram. I am surprised by a lot.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm becoming more surprised every day.
Wow.
So, all right. So, anyway, they hook up. I had never heard of this, but I guess so they said. But then, I guess I don't use it well enough because I just post pictures and put little captions.
Well, they have a messaging system now.
Oh, they do.
You can Instagram to someone in a private message.
I see.
Yeah.
So that must be what they're doing because they randomly connected over Instagram. Art Van lives in New York. So for months, Cody, their romance grew through original poetry along with videos. Oh, my. What kind of videos, I'm wondering. And for a year, he didn't come over? Van even brought a one-way plane ticket. The two planned to tie the knot minutes after he landed. After he did, he dropped down to his knee and popped the question. She said yes. Somebody who witnessed the nuptial. If I witness that nuptial, I'm decrying them as idiots. I'm just going to stand in the airport in the middle. I'm probably going to be arrested by TSA because I will cause such a ruckus. Shouting them down.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe in this. I think this is irresponsible. But somebody who witnessed the nuptial said, it's just really exciting. It's really surreal to be part of this experience. Here is the newlywed's advice to all love seekers out there. And we know you are always seeking love.
Always.
Always, always. Don't listen to your thoughts. Don't listen to your head. Follow your heart. Follow your soul. For anybody that doesn't believe in fairy tales anymore, who am I? And it can happen to you too. I give this 3 weeks.
What do you want to put?
I'm sorry, I turned it off because I was going to cough.
I was like, was that the end of the podcast? You just turn off our mics.
Just turn off the mics and sound.
I give it 3 weeks.
I was going to cough, and then I continued talking, which was just bad, badly done. Come on. Yeah, how do you marry someone? How do you marry someone you have never met? It's like these people who correspond with inmates and then get married at a conjugal visit. It's ridiculous. Now, I'm not the most romantic guy. I'm probably not the most pragmatic guy, but I've been married 24 years. I don't, you know, it just is stupid.
How old are they?
It does not say how old these people are. They better be, if they're 90, I would give them that. Maybe they're really old, but are really old people on Instagram?
No.
No, that's all right. So you got to figure they're somewhere between 18 and 70.
Are they attractive? Is there any?
There's no pictures. I know nothing about them. I'm going to guess no.
No, they're not
attractive. They're not attractive. Because, listen, attractive people don't have to meet on Instagram and then never marry someone they've never seen in person.
Really awkward attractive people, maybe.
No.
No?
I'm going to call, no. I'm calling at least one hump and perhaps a huge growth. Like a mole or a goiter.
Yeah.
Or some sort of huge swelling in the neck region, a boil.
That is horrifying.
Also guessing that despite all the original poetry in the world, there's a good chance we all know people lie on the internet. So what are the chances that these people just lied?
Well, at least there's video. I mean, if they had only tweeted at each other or something, that would be even worse. But this is a pretty low bar.
All right.
This is pretty awful.
It's just horrifying.
I don't agree. And I don't understand how you can, I don't know. Somebody tweeted, somebody started tweeting at me one time, a girl, female was tweeting at me.
Really?
At one point
for sure?
In
Are you
time.
For sure it was a girl?
Yeah. She's a writer actually for, I think, Breitbart, oddly enough.
Wow.
Very conservative publication, which is fine. We get along very well. But yeah, she
probably. So she read your latest post.
No, this is a while back. Yeah. She randomly direct messaged me and we had this whole conversation about some football game or something really random, and I guess you just send a message to a stranger and have a conversation and things can go from there. That was kind of the end of it. We didn't really have much interaction after that, but I guess these things happen. It's just odd to me.
It's weird, and on Instagram it would seem even more awkward and uncomfortable and stalkerish.
It's very bizarre.
Hey, I saw your picture, so I wanted to send you a little note.
If the girl initiates, it's fine.
Yeah, you think? Well, sure, because, I mean, there's a lot of pictures of women on Instagram. And I would imagine some who get paid a lot of money because they have so many followers.
Sponsorships,
things like that. So they're used to getting emails from tons of people that they probably never even read.
And tons of
messages, I mean.
Right, and tons of creepy men.
Yes, a lot of creepy dudes.
But that's, this is the worst story I've ever heard.
Is it the worst?
Yeah.
No. I've got one even more.
Do you?
Sure. I come in prepared. We had enough for a 3-hour show, and we had a 35-minute show, and we're not doing the full 3 hours here on the podcast.
Well, we were going to do a short podcast. So
This is a short.
One quick short story.
It's because it's on the same theme, romance.
That's fine.
It's
you don't
a
need
tragic
to...
tale.
All right.
It's the end of a storybook romance, Cody.
So one comedy and one tragedy, are they both tragedies?
That one's a tragedy.
Okay.
It's a tragic story that will end in even worse tragedy. When suddenly this guy who only bought a one-way ticket is now stranded in the Los Angeles area because his wife that he met in the airport. That's like a mail order bride, which is a concept I never understood.
Maybe.
You got to order a woman from Thailand or Russia to come be your wife? What kind of loser are you?
I,
And yeah, I called you a loser.
I've never been in that situation, Brian.
Where you had to mail order a bride?
Never mail ordered a bride. Not once in my life.
Neither have I. I just went out and found one like everybody else. I picked a drunk chick up at a bar. So that's not how it goes. That's how we met. We met in a bar.
Right. I understand.
And she may have been drunk. Maybe not.
You never know.
Well, she talked to me, so that's a good indication she probably, you know, altered it at some bit. All right, so here, this comes from Moscow. You know, all sad stories come from Russia. All dumb stories come from Florida. All really sad stories come from Russia.
My best friend of me was in Moscow for 5 years. And
your best friend of me?
He's a pretty sad case.
You're an adult man and you use the term friend of me?
I have a best friend of me. What's wrong with that?
The fact that you said it.
What's wrong? He's my best friend. Me. What can
I don't understand that concept.
I love him, and I cannot tolerate anything he does, says, or thinks.
Then why are you friends with him?
Because he's my best friend. Me.
How? How did he become? How did you even start spending time with him if you can't stand him that much?
I've known him since first grade.
All right, I don't understand that concept. Anyway.
Well, me neither.
All right, but he spent time in Moscow.
Lots of time.
A lot of time.
A lot of sad time.
Is he a secret agent?
One would only hope. He just likes to speak Russian.
Is that right?
That's pretty much all I know about him.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, the romance...
Speaking Russian
is weird.
Who would do that? People are weird.
Why would you learn it? Listen, speak American.
Seriously.
No, but Russian, I mean, unless you're doing business in Russia, there's not a lot of, I don't run into a lot of Russian folk.
Well, he worked in the embassy. Okay. The U.S. Embassy.
Well, that makes sense then.
Not whether.
Because people usually pick languages that they're either very interested in, which I guess you could be interested in Russian, or that, you know, like Spanish is widely spoken. If you're in an industry where you travel to Japan, people learning Japanese.
Right.
You don't hear a lot of people going, I got to go to Russia.
Well, he likes to read. He's a big reader in Russian literature. Very extensive, as we all know.
Wow. His head must be gigantic. From all the brain power.
It's almost as big as mine.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Can't believe it. Well, this is a romance that enchanted Russia, but it may be over, Cody. Mm. Timur the goat and Amur the tiger have had a fight, and they aren't together anymore.
A goat and a tiger?
Living together. It's like biblical time.
In sin, or were they married?
I believe this was sin. This is a sign of the apocalypse. I think they are the fifth and sixth horsemen of the apocalypse. In November, the goat was placed in the tiger's compound in a wildlife park near I wish your friend was here. Vladivostok.
Vladivostok.
Vladivostok, that's right.
Yes.
Look at that. You added the syllable that I didn't. The expectation was that the cat would eventually kill and eat him. And yet, no. The two not only tolerated each other, they appeared to become friends. How do you know that a goat and a tiger are friends? Maybe they were frenemies.
Do you think they
could have been frenemies?
Possibly.
Of course they're frenemies. The tiger is the natural enemy of the goat. And if they got along a little bit, they're frenemies.
From what I know of people who spend time in Russia.
Right. Do you know a lot of people in Vladivostok?
Not specifically, no.
All right. The odd couple became a popular topic on social media, and T-shirts celebrating them went on sale. But Timur started pushing it, as goats are wont to do.
Yeah.
Constantly annoying and butting the tiger. That is one suicidal goat. Don't butt the tiger, which is a euphemism that I use at home all the time.
Is it now?
Don't butt the tiger.
Mm, yeah.
Finally, the tiger couldn't hold back, grabbed the goat by the withers and tossed him, according to park director Dmitry Mizanzhenko. That's what he told the state news agency on Friday. We decided to put them in different enclosures for a while. So they have been separated because the goat, maybe... The goat just wanted to see how far. We've all been in relationships where one of the people just pushes too hard. Just keeps coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. They want a response. It's a weird kind of codependent, anger-fueled thing.
Right.
I was with a girl back in college, and she would try to push it, push it, push it, push it. So I grabbed her by the withers and shook her.
What is a wither?
I think that's the horns, maybe, or maybe the scruff of the neck. I don't know.
You dated a girl with horns?
She turned out to be the devil. Wow. So I didn't actually see the numbers on her scalp because I didn't want to get that close. But she, evil. Evil, evil, evil. So let that be a lesson to you. If it can't work out between a tiger and a goat, what hope can we have for two losers at the Ontario airport?
Listen.
Huh?
What's the over-under on whether they last longer than the tiger-goat pairing?
I would love... I would love to see them dressed up like furries and playing the tiger and the goat.
They probably are furries.
There's something.
This is definitely why they were awkward enough to meet and get married off Instagram.
Yeah, who... all right. And again, if people don't know what furries are, Google it, but not at work.
There's a Brian Noonan Show podcast about furries.
Sure there is. We talk about everything. Unicorns, furries, whatever it takes. Goats, tigers.
There's a lot of overlap there, actually.
This whole podcast and whole show is just a... You know, it's edutainment.
And a giant euphemism for animal sex.
Exactly. Don't butt the tiger. Take that with you. Use that on your lady next time you're...
Don't butt the tiger?
Don't butt the tiger. See what she says. Honey, don't butt the tiger. What does that mean? I don't know. Call Brian. He'll tell you.
Yeah, oddly, that's something I would actually say.
Sure would.
Normally.
Yeah, but you'd say it was something like, don't scorch the dragon as you laid on the floor of your living room, looking up at your foam rubber dragon.
Scorching the dragon, actually, pretty okay.
All right. Scorching the Dragon is good. All right, listen, that's all we have time for today because we've kept you long enough. We promised you some things we didn't get to on the show. Those were two things we didn't get to on the show.
Did we? We didn't promise that much.
Well, we said we'd give you something. We may give you things that we didn't get to on the show. We may do something else.
I like
we
to be vague recap. When promising.
We do a lot of things. You'll enjoy it. That's not a promise. That's a threat.
Probably.
You might enjoy it. There's no guarantees in life. Just treat this podcast as a wedding in an airport. You hope it works out. Chances are it's not gonna. And everything will burst into flames soon enough.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, so we will be back next Sunday. Is that correct? As far as we know.
Yeah.
We're starting early, 5 o'clock, so set your clocks an hour ahead. I don't know why you would do that. That would screw up your whole weekend.
Yeah, that'd be odd.
Right, but just tune in at 5. We'll be there, and then we'll do another podcast after that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can just DVR the football game.
There's
watch it later.
Game. We're working on a big. Listen, we're working on a big halftime show. We are working. I am. I've got feelers out. I've actually received emails back.
You've got feelers.
I've
out.
I've got feelers out for a big halftime show. Right. Will it rival Beyonce and Coldplay? Well, with our budget, sure. Yeah. if you compare them that way.
Yeah.
It's going to be exactly the same.
We're going to be less whiny.
Are we?
Than Coldplay.
Oh, definitely. But, and my booty is bootylicious.
It is a lovely lady hump.
So I do. That's
not
Fergie.
Even. It
that's
doesn't
not even
matter.
Beyonce.
Doesn't matter.
Not even close.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
It's all pop music. It's all the same to me.
Thank you, Cody Goff, for always being a part of the show and the podcast.
Thank you, Brian Noonan.
You're welcome. For saying both my names. All right. Thank you for listening. As always, we will talk to you again next week. Have a lovely one. We're out.